Chairman FEMDES, Admiral Dhawan, Mr. Shukla, Head of Defense and Aerospace, distinguished dignitaries from defense, industry, academia, ladies and gentlemen, very good afternoon. It is indeed a privilege for me to share this space with eminent personalities from across the world. I would start by complimenting the society for choosing the most relevant theme here today, a technology that is poised to change the nature of warfare in the years to come. The theme AI for Air Warriors encompasses the concepts of technology, the area of application, and the imminent need to do it. Traditionally, Air Forces have been the lead consumers of all the advanced technologies before they get proliferated to other areas. However, in the last few years, we have seen evolution of many new technologies in the non-military domain, which eventually got adopted by the fighting forces. AI being one of them has seen exponential growth and applicability in the commercial sector. And having realized its great potential, now militaries all over the world are racing to embrace it. In the aerospace domain today, AI can bring enormous changes in the way air wars are fought. While currently, it has not matured to an extent where completely autonomous missions could be executed, there are multiple applications wherein AI is being used or can be indeed used more extensively for optimizing air operations and compressing the OODA loop or the starting process in efficiency. While AI is being developed in multiple areas in the air domain to accrue diverse and asymmetrical operational benefits, the questions which we need to address in the process are some of them I'll just point out. Whether algorithms can be trained to effectively exhibit intelligent mission planning behaviors in unpredictable battle scenarios. It's a starting question that we need to address and start thinking on. Can machines be taught combat strategies? Of course, yes. And how does it become applicable to the air power and to what extent? Could sufficiently generalized representations be built to capture the richness of the planning problem itself across the threat matrix? The answer to these questions will help us firm up our AI requirement specifications, which will essentially be a starting kind of document vis-a-vis the expected outcomes. If we intend to utilize AI heavily in combat aviation, we may need to redefine or even abandon some traditional principles. These principles are not strict checklists or templates. Essentially, different nations with different threat perceptions would have different requirements, and this would have evolved over a period of time and experience. Assuming that the information fed to it is correct, AI can give you models with impeccable logic to prove that the proposed solutions are the best. But no user, even the AI's own programmer himself or herself, would possess the mental focus, sheer stamina or math skills to double check hundreds of pages of complex equations and huge proof trees. So this is going to cause some amount of trust deficit for the commanders and the military operators during war. This amplifies as the situation becomes more dynamic and for real-time decisions, which is usually the case in air war. Do we reject an AI solution if we cannot understand it? In doing so, we would be ruling out a host of potential strategies which may be out of box, but which can give a huge required edge. The risk is that we may get outmaneuvered by an adversary who trusts AI and its offbeat workable outputs, and we must be mindful of this as combat commanders, as technologists, as we evolve ourselves to handle AI in future. To optimally use AI, we must first decide as to when the systems should be supervised by humans and when not. This is a decision that should involve technical logic and questioning. Humans are designed to be more effective at problem solving, whereas AI thrives in environments with high correlations and underlying patterns. Probably the most important consideration in this domain are the ethical ones. Can we ever get to a state where we clear AI to take a human life? Take it one step lower in terms of air war. Would you implicitly trust a purely AI-based identification of foe? Suppose you haven't got an IFF response. Even if the human is taking a decision to shoot. I leave that for you to consider, and I have no doubt that these are the issues which will form topics of discussion during the symposium. To share with you, regarding IF, we have already embarked on the AI journey, and having gone through some very important automation projects in the recent past, we have started testing AI and AI-based applications on some projects which are at different stages. We have already improved our operational efficacy by shrinking timelines in entire ELINT SIGINT analysis chain, and thereby leading up to PFM generation for the required scenario in the area of operations. Image interpretation enmeshed with ELINT data is already being worked upon, and these are the areas that I've considered, what areas that the Air Force is already working. In the area of aircraft maintenance, which we have substantially digitized, we have all our fleets onto electronic maintenance management systems. Also, similarly, our entire inventory management has become computerized and digitized. So we have already started to work on an AI-based formulation as to come out with predictive maintenance or predictive threat scenarios or red flags. And this is again a project of importance. And all this that I'm talking about has been done in-house with the private industry. And none of them is kind of a project from foreign OEMs, mainly because of the sensitivity of some of these projects. We are already working on effective training strategies where data recorders, for example, are being used to identify outliers in a pilot's performance, be it in operations, exercises, using AI techniques to determine the strong and weak points in terms of maneuvering or overall orientation, airmanship, etc. Another major area is to have an automated threat analysis based and AI and decision models for fighter controllers on our controlling nodes, which is in the process of being developed. Again, this improves the situational awareness and assists in decision making as a tool for the fighter controllers. We will also have AI-assisted next-gen technologies employed for threat monitoring in our captive networks and our network upgrades, which are ongoing. This enables software-defined networking, aids intrusion detection, prevention, customizes tweaking of firewall on the run, and routes and aids traffic engineering solutions which were not possible earlier. For the future, and before I go to the future, if I have given you an impression that we have done some great job in AI enabled in the Air Force, I think we have just scratched the surface. And the potency of this technology is so high that we probably are already late. And for the industry, my main message is that it is time that we start really proactively in this field. And for the future, the areas of immediate priority for the Air Force, it is both in the operational training methodology and operational capability enhancement. Domains of manned and unmanned teaming, a concept that we are already talking and quite advanced in planning, weapon target pairing, target prioritization logics, battlefield awareness systems, blue and red force tracking, swarming applications, data fusion, intelligence fusion, and a robust decision support system. These are huge areas of focus for our immediate future and is an area that the industry can look into straight away. In the area of training, possibilities are equally exciting and again of very important immediate solutions. To simulate the real world at low cost and train the pilot against exponential combinations of cockpits and combat scenarios. So what the AI can be used to train, no other system can be used to generate the kind of possibilities. We need to generate essentially the deep blue equivalent to make our pilots and combat crew practice all kinds of engagements. thereby ensuring that the actual engagements emerge simpler than the training itself. And we should remain on top of this. I would conclude by saying that smart technologies like AI have the potential to totally change the way we train and fight future wars. We are living through some interesting times. It is the right time for us, all of us, the military operators, the industry, the think tanks, and all the AI specialists, for creating next-gen AI enablers for the air war. And if I can take a leaf out of the green tree and the presentation made, I think it is time to plant a robust tree for AI development in the country. On this note, my special thanks to Fiki and Samitas for inviting me, and I'm sure that you'll have a fruitful brainstorming session with great presentations and discussions, and I wish the symposium a great success. Thank you and Jai.
Thank you, H.J. Pasha. You posed some thought-provoking questions. Role of humans, role of artificial intelligence, and provoking trust so that we know that what